Congressman Griffith, first of all, the question I've got to ask, how are you doing?
I'm doing fine.
How is your family?
Everybody is doing as well as can be expected, and it is what it is.
So we've all heard about differing degrees of having coronavirus. I mean, some people don't show symptoms at all. Some people have some symptoms. Some people are going to the hospital and really fighting for their lives. On the general moving scale of what this virus is, where do you see yourself on it?
Well, my symptoms have been pretty much that of a small summer cold. A few aches and pains, but mostly stuffy nose.
Okay, so overall you have some symptoms, but they're more cold-like.
That is correct.
That's good to hear. President Trump has been criticized for not wearing a mask, at least in public until recently. Do you think everyone should be wearing a mask if they're in public?
Well, I think you should wear a mask or do the social distancing. Both of those are recommended. Obviously, you know, you don't have to wear a mask if you're in a car by yourself. And so what a lot of people don't realize is that while President Trump has taken that criticism, at every event, he stays more than 6 feet away from people. He does not wade into the crowd like he would normally do. So he's been following the social distancing, notwithstanding the fact that until recently he didn't wear a mask. I, you know, was wearing a mask most of the time when I was out in public and not separated by 6 or more feet, but, you know, still got the virus. So people need to be careful, but there's no guarantee.
We're speaking with 9th District Republican Congressman Morgan Griffith. Now, as being diagnosed with COVID-19, has that changed any of your stances as far as the pandemic or the U.S. response to the virus?
No, not really. I mean, look, people seem to forget that we originally set out back in March to set up policies that would keep the economy going while our hospitals could get ready and our medical people could get ready to do the things they needed to do, the testing and the hospitalization for those who needed it, et cetera. All that still remains the same. We did not have expectations of a vaccine coming anytime in the next month or two. We now are looking maybe by the end of the year. But when we started, we knew that we weren't going to get a vaccine. We knew that the disease was going to have to run its course, but we wanted to make sure our medical community was ready and prepared to deal with cases that were more severe.
Now, recently, this week, Governor Northam says that he does believe public education, opening public schools, is not a one-size-fits-all approach. It should be more regional, something you were talking about with when he shut down Virginia. You thought that he should have done it more regionally based on reopening. Were you happy to hear that the governor is taking that approach for public education?
Absolutely, and I think that is the correct approach. You know, some school divisions will decide to go back 4 days. Others will go back 2 days. You know, the kids need to be educated, and particularly the kids with special needs. They need to be getting that education. Not that kids without special needs don't need it too, but it's a lot harder to supplement through the computer or otherwise when you've got kids with special needs.
We're speaking with 9th District Republican Congressman Morgan Griffith. Now, there is talk that possibly if the numbers keep rising, the governor may try to institute a mandatory mask requirement, that if you're in public, you have to wear a mask. Do you agree with that action?
Well, you know, it's like so many things. I think people should wear masks if they're going to be close to other people. That being said, I don't know how you're going to get enough police officers in this age of a lot of people wanting to defund the police officers to enforce a, you know, mandatory mask requirement. I think that's going to be very difficult. Now, if the governor says it and he's threatening certain licenses and so forth, you know, he may be able to increase the number of people who are participating. But I think that would be very difficult to enforce, and I think most people want to do the right thing. We just have to make sure they understand that wearing a mask can be helpful.
Now, Congressman Griffith, some people have said that they believe it's a violation of their constitutional rights if they are required to wear a mask I know with your legal background that you could shed some insight on this. Is there a legal precedent for masks being required?
I have not researched masks per se, but anytime there's a significant public health issue, you have to balance that, as the courts would say, you have to balance that with the constitutional right. So, you know, if you're trying to give a political speech separated by 6 feet from other people and somebody tried to make you wear a mask, you probably have a constitutional right. If you're going into a business that does not have, you know, social distancing set up, I think you probably could be required to wear a mask. And I don't think that you've lost anything constitutionally. So I think the courts would have to balance each case. But I don't think you per se have a right not to wear a mask in the case of trying to control disease.
Congressman Griffith, thank you for taking time to talk to us today. Again, I hope you have a speedy recovery.
Thank you. Appreciate it.